Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hump Day, and welcome to Daily Pop. Before we get to all those Hollywood headlines, it's the news everyone has been waiting for. And now we finally know the future for Simone Biles. Oh. She has just dropped out of tomorrow's individual all-around gymnastics competition. We still don't know if she'll compete in the individual event finals. That's still up in the air. And a tweet from USA Gymnastics says they support Simone's decision to prioritize her well-being, and her courage once again shows why she's a role model for so many. I have to do point out, because I was watching this coverage all day, normally when people back out of a competition, they pack their they leave. You know what I mean? But this woman is staying in the bubble. She is supporting other teams. She's showing up at other Team USA events.
Right.
It's not like she's sulking and hiding.
Why do you think she is staying? I was curious about that, because I, first of all, completely understand the fact that she, we said this yesterday, like, if she feels like it's best for her mental health and her well-being to step away for right now, it's the best thing she can do. And we support her. And really, I feel like that's all you really need to say about the issue. But I was surprised to see, I mean, I was happy to see her cheer on her team, but if I were her, I would want to be like, I got to get out. I got to go. Thank you so much, but it's been enough. It's not my time.
Yeah, but I think if she would leave, I think it would be worse for her.
But how is she supposed to stay through every single competition?
I think she just wants to stay and support her team and be there and be a part of the experience.
You got to think about the fact that they have been together
for a long time.
For a long time.
Yeah.
And then for her just to, because she's having some issues, there's definitely something going on. I think she's probably going to just drop out the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, you know what I mean? But she just wants to be there to help support her team. And nothing is wrong with that. I just think, again, we are living in different times, because they were trying to compare her to the young lady that had...
the ankle.
Yeah.
With Carrie Shrub.
Yeah, Carrie.
Oh, my God.
They were trying to compare her, and it's two totally different things. And the thing that people have to remember is that that ruined Carrie's career.
Yeah.
Carrie Shrub, that ruined her career when she did that. She sacrificed, she did it, and she got the gold medal. But, you know, Simone is still young.
Right.
She's 24.
It's not her last
Olympics.
You have
other Olympics, so it's okay to do this.
And the thing is, and you brought up a really good point, that they were comparing Carrie Shrug to Simone Biles. We forget this is the first time in our lives we're living in a society where you could cite mental health as a reason for
exactly.
things.
Right.
How many athletes before this
have
felt like they couldn't step away
Absolutely.
Because of that pressure?
Exactly.
So we have to be open, and we have to look at it as a whole.
Right.
We're in 2021.
Right.
Mental health is a valid excuse.
It's beyond that. I mean, I think it's such a sensitive topic, because I think so many different people deal with so many different various reasons of mental health, right?
And like, you have to remember too that because she drops out, you have other athletes that are alternates.
Jay Carey.
Yep.
Rudy.
Give them a chance.
So, right. Rudy. Yeah. Jay Carey coming Rudy. Through, baby.
He said
say
Rudy.
Rudy. Rudy. You can't say Rudy.
It's going to be like a Rudy situation.
What is happening? Thank God I saw that movie just in time, like last year, for the first time. Anyway.
All right. Can we move on to some happier
please,
news
please,
today?
Please.
Adele is making her comeback, this time in Sin City. Rumor has it she is going to have a residency at Resorts World, and she could start as early as January.
Wow.
First of all, where is Resorts World getting all this money? Because they have Luke Perry. They got, not Luke Perry. What's his name?
Luke Perry's in 90210.
What's the guy's name?
It's a rumor, first of all. We got to make sure we say that, because we don't want people getting their tickets to Las Vegas and be like, wait a minute.
Who's going to be there?
Luke Bryan. Carrie Underwood. They have Celine Dion. They got Katy Perry. They have all of these amazing acts. But yes, it's a rumor. But I think she would actually do it. I think Adele has shown that she can hold a concert for many a night. She's shown that she's multi-generational.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I don't like Vegas. I mean, you know, I like for the artists to go around the world
on their tour.
And I could possibly go to Paris to see her or go to Chicago to see her.
She went from Paris to Chicago. I enjoyed that.
I like that. But the thing about a residency, because I've had a residency in Vegas. Quiet Humble. That it's easier on the artist.
Yeah.
So that you can stay there. You know the routine. I mean, you can do something different. So if it helps her, and we're talking about mental health issues, you got to realize touring every day.
Oh my God.
It's strenuous. And we're talking about mental health issues. You have mental health issues because you don't get to see the place. You have to basically check in. You got to, you know, rehearse, and then you have to perform.
Yeah.
And you go from city to city to city. So maybe that is the reason why they're kind of pushing this rumor out here, just to see how people react to it.
To see who's going to bite into it. But you know that rumor, not that rumor, but that saying that artists go to die in Vegas?
I was just thinking about how, it's so funny you said that. I feel like we are now seeing such a younger generation of artists go to Vegas. Like, I feel like this is sort of the twilight. We've thought of it as like the twilight end of their career.
Yes.
Like, you think of Wayne Newton, you think of being like 65 and in Vegas, like you've settled down there. But now it's like J-Lo and Carrie Underwood, all of these people,
Britney Usher.
Mm-hmm. I mean, all of these young, relevant artists that are basically at the top of their career go to Vegas to do this stuff. And it's probably for your reasoning exactly, that they don't want to completely wear themselves out.
For sure.
And
Vegas
tour
is also not what it used to be. It used to be where older people went to gamble and have dinners and go to the dinner theater.
Don't talk about
I love Vegas.
I love a Thursday night Vegas.
I love Vegas for one night. It's a one night. 24 hours. Anything longer than 24 hours, I don't want to be in that air conditioning. No, thank you. No, thank you. That's how you get frostbite and you're sick for a week after.
That's true.
There's like minty air conditioning to the point where, no.
But if you plan all the shows, it could be really nice. You could be like a nice weekend Vegas if you have like, you know, Adele, if you have this, you have Usher, and you have all these people, you just plan and you can have a nice
Lonnie weekend. Calls them all up herself.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm coming through.
You guys, I can't even deal. Speaking of can't deal, Kelly Clarkson is probably three glasses in deep right now after finding out her divorce is costing her some dough.
Ooh.
She has to pay her ex nearly $200,000 in spousal support and child support. That's about $2.4 million a year. Now, if that wasn't a hard pill to swallow, Kelly also has to fork over more than $1 million for Brandon's legal fees.
I'm going to be... Oh, Gary has strong opinions.
They all had strong opinions this morning.
All right. I'm sorry, but we just talked about this with Dr. Dre, and we were very pro-Nicole getting as much money as she wants because she helped build that man up. I don't think we can switch it just because it's a woman paying a man. We have been fighting to be equal. She's an extremely successful woman. And unfortunately, she's been the breadwinner in their relationship. And this is what happens when you divorce wealthy people. The wealthier person pays.
Yeah.
That's just what happens. Like, I don't think just because Kelly Clarkson's a woman, we should look at it differently. It might sting a little more because she's like, why can't this man figure it? But I mean,
yeah,
it is what it is.
What's interesting is the backstory to her. That's her husband. Her original, tell the story.
No, you tell the story. You're on a roll.
Okay. Her original manager is his father.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Who was married to Reba.
Yes. Love Reba.
And then they got divorced.
Yes.
So then he turned around and started managing Kelly.
Yes.
And now they, after 7 years, have gotten divorced. Now, I went on a Kelly Clarkson show, and in between, right, Kelly was like, I'm never getting married again. And I was like, what? She said, I shouldn't have done it in the first time.
Damn.
Yeah. She,
and I was like, wow. And I felt so bad for her. But I think I feel that it's a little different from Dr. Dre because she had just got off American Idol. She was, you know, getting managed by this person. It's, to me, it felt a little different. I think she probably felt, not that she did not love him because she has her two children and she does have full custody now, but I think that she may have felt some pressure to get married. That's the feeling that I got talking with her. And she says she does not want to get married ever again. And I can understand that.
But I think every musician feels, especially a woman musician, feels like they have to give the fans the pomp, the circumstance when they're talking about love. They have to give them the fairy tale. I will say, a lot of people say you can't buy happiness. The people who say that have never been through a divorce because I'm sure $200,000 for this woman a month is a drop in the bucket. It ain't nothing to have your peace of mind and your happiness.
It's principle probably for her. I mean, it's never fun to pay. It's look, and no matter if you're a man or a woman, it is never fun to pay for someone who you are no longer with.
Let me tell
but it's
you
also not fun to fight with somebody for months on end.
No, especially when, to your point, it is a drop in the bucket in the law. And there's definitely stipulations in this settlement where this is not going to continue on if he gets remarried. But also, like, his family, I mean, to the point of what you were saying about his father representing her prior to him, I mean, he must have his own family money. I mean,
I mean, you get 10%. This woman's walking away with 90. He asked for $440,000.
To me, if you don't have the kids full time or they're not even splitting 50-50 custody, that's where it's like you don't need all that money.
And he's and just saying, the day that I taped with her, that weekend, she flew her kids to see them.
Yes.
And she dropped them off and she came back and she did her job. And I was like, girl, why couldn't he come pick up? And she was like, exactly.
Oh, Lonnie coming with all something. The damn
Lonnie
tea.
Coming with the bag.
It's Lonnie, tell
wait,
her other
I was
show.
Mad. Wait. I got mad.
Tell your other shows wait. You're not going back. Tell them now.
I was mad.
Tell them on TV.
Wait, I'm getting breaking news right now. Lonnie Love has reportedly been banned from the Kelly Clarkson show for spilling all the behind-the-scenes tea.
But you know, said it.
But you
she
know,
said it.
I feel like if she came on this show, she would say the same thing to
us.
Like, you get 100%. That feeling from her. But I also remember there was that drama where she had to pay the stepfather or the ex-father-in-law money because over $1 million because she hadn't paid that, apparently. There's some bits of messiness going on for a long time.
I'm going
to She's got money. She's okay. She loves her kids. I want that to be the last thing that we remember. Yes. And that's what she's fighting for.
Yes.
She wants to get done with all of it.
Yes.
And let's be real. I'm going to just end it here. As a child of divorce, my mother hated my father. She couldn't stand his ass. But when it was his weekend, she would have borrowed Jeff Bezos' spaceship to go drop my ass off at that house and leave so she could just sit in her house and scratch her boobs in peace.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Coming up, J-Lo and Ben Swark, a crazy conspiracy theory. They've been duping us all.
Me too.
You got to hear what Matt Damon just admitted about their relationship. Stay with us. He's going to be in trouble too.
Delve into the shadows of the mind. With Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Everyone can agree, in the middle of a pandemonium, it can be tough to keep your spirits up.
Yes.
But what would you do if your man told you to get your shit together?
Mm.
Well, that's what happened on The Real Housewives of Potomac, and it did not go over well.
You're tripping.
So his class is at 9:10.
Yeah.
And you're going to wake up at 9:07.
Yeah.
Robin, you gotta get out the bed. Go
all right.
Do something.
It's the pandemic. What?
I just feel like everything just got all out of whack.
You always making excuses. I'm tired of it. Be better, please.
Not be better and walk out.
It's 9:07. Your kids have school. Like, the pandemic was really hard on a lot of people. I totally understand. She's totally entitled to have a day like that and feel like that. We all did. But, like, there's just that little voice inside that says, like, let's get up at 8:55.
Look, Lonnie, taking off her earrings already and about to fight
it. Yeah, you don't tell me.
Oh, no. But, like, if it's for the kids, it's F him.
You know what? I'm a tough love kind of person, too. And if your mood is affecting our children and affecting their schoolwork, I think I would have a tough moment, too. But we have to remember, some partners respond better to tough love.
And it didn't seem like this was the first time they've had an interaction like this. Like, I think this had been building up for a while.
Lonnie is human.
It's reality TV.
Nah, you know, I'm a grown woman. You don't tell me what to do. I'm sorry. I can love my kids, and I don't need you telling me to do better. No, you do better. If you care about me, why don't you go and get those kids up? You sitting over there in your damn sweatsuit, you go get them kids.
That is the other
and
point.
And let me get a break.
What? He could have also helped. Instead of talking to her at 9:07, he could have also at 8:55, like I said, been like, guys, get up for school.
But again, this has been our lives for a few weeks, a few months now that you have been getting up every day at 9 o'clock. Maybe I have a job. Maybe I got stuff to do. Why don't you pull your weight, Lonti?
Why don't he, while he over there talking, he could go get those kids ready. You're not gonna get me on this one, Justin.
No, I'm gonna get you. Because you know what, Lonti? I got time. TikTok. Potomac is my favorite show.
It really has taken the lead for you.
Let me tell you this. I once dated a guy who, and again, people might say that I'm crazy and that I'm a little weird, but he gained a little bit of weight. And I didn't care. I didn't care until it started affecting his mood and his self-esteem. And then I had to give him a little tough love because he was bringing down the party. And again, I don't care, boo. I like a man that got a little cushion. I'm cool with it.
What did you say?
I said, look, you're moody, and if you're gonna be like this, like you need to like reflect and
see
recognize
what's
why you're going through this.
But you didn't say it's because you got fat.
No, I said it's because you don't like what you see in the mirror.
See, that's different. That's a nice way of saying it. You talk about you tough love, but you got some sensitivity because you still wanted that dick. So
yes.
I understand that.
Yes. I still wanted to hit it. Even more now that he was a little bigger.
And you know, when you lose 5 pounds, it gets bigger.
Oh, my yes. God.
The more you lose, it does.
5 pounds is all I want.
It's what everybody wants.
I just want to, like, just casually losing 5 pounds, there is no better feeling in the world.
You just made her day, Lonti.
The collarbone comes out different. Ooh.
Get out of here.
One day again.
While Morgan fantasizes about the 5 pounds she'll never lose, everyone has been talking about J-Lo and Ben Affleck, but how does Ben's best bud, Matt Damon, really feel about them getting back together? Listen to what he told SiriusXM, the Jeff Cagle Show.
You're very happy for Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. I know you love getting asked about that.
Right. But how else would I be? Like, would I be unhappy?
You should. Like, I think.
Like, I hate true
that
love.
That would be the headline.
It sucks.
That would be the headline.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish them nothing but, you know, hardship.
You could get another news cycle out of that one.
This was me going home for the first time. I mean, like, sorry, for 5 years after I started working for Kyle, everyone wanted to talk about Kyle. I'm like, I don't get paid to talk about Kyle all day, every day.
Right. Also, he did say something interesting. He said true love.
Yeah, they've always wanted each other.
And he knows. That's his boy, so he knows.
Jennifer Garner's going to attack his ass.
Yeah, I cannot. I'm a bad reader on things sometimes.
Well, you don't have to read this next thing because we know what the hell J-Lo and Ben are up to on that European vacation, and they're going to have fans eating it up. Take a look at this. I'm still Jenny from the back. If it pleaseth the court of public opinion, allow us to enter evidence. Exhibit A, the silver watch J-Lo gave Ben in the Jenny from the Block video, which he still is wearing 20 years later.
No. Pretty cool.
Not convinced? Then maybe you think it's just a coincidence. These two were seen canoodling over dinner, just like in the music video.
Are you kidding me?
Then there's Exhibit C, as in, do you see these two driving around together? And Exhibit D, J-Lo's drape-dropping window shot. But the most compelling argument of all is Exhibit E, the boat butt grab seen around the world. So yeah, you're not fooling anyone, J-Lo, especially not your fans. But don't you think they're recreating the whole thing for its 20th anniversary next year?
Oh, listen, these things don't happen by accident. Nothing is casual in Hollywood. Everything is always planned. I mean, even her hairstyle in this photo with the hoops. Come on.
But why is she in the Jenny from the Block video and he's like filming like Argo? Like, why is he so serious all the time?
Because he's not gonna fall victim to being that coiffed man again. Like, yeah. She's taking him at she knows better. You said this a few shows ago. Like, she's taking him as he is. Like, she can't push too hard. You know she's dying to be like, let me just get the facial hair. Let me just get the hair. Let me just get the clothes. Let me just do a little. She's not going to push it. This is the most coiffed Ben we're going to get this time.
You know, Mark Anthony and Jennifer Garner are like, we get the kids again?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, it's like, come on, y'all. Really?
Come on. I feel bad. Oh my God.
Come on. But by the way, I would be like,
Jennifer Garner loves it. She's like mom of the year, I feel.
Oh no, she's
like
mom of the year.
Baking cookies,
she
green
is
juice.
Her life.
Yeah,
she's
Brentwood.
Back with her man.
Yeah, she's
but
fine.
I would have to wonder, the whole time were you with me, were you thinking about her? That's it.
I don't think they were.
No.
And as somebody who's been in that situation, is in that situation, I do truly believe that these relationships end for real and then they come back because they're supposed to.
If you, agree.
I don't think that they, you don't, I was not thinking about my husband now 3 years ago and he was not thinking about me.
Agree.
I'm gonna call the second.
I wasn't thinking about your husband either.
I definitely was thinking about your husband. Coming up, big Sex and the City news, another new twist for the reboot, and we're going to head-to-head in archery. What could possibly go wrong?
Everything. I'm not going to have an eye after.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Hunger Games is underway. Overnight, U.S. archers Brady Ellison and Mackenzie Brown advance to the next round and are that much closer to securing a medal in archery.
Woo!
So in honor of them, we're going to play a game we're calling Shoot for the Gold!
Woo!
Okay, we each have three arrows, which means three chances to rack up some points. The host with the highest score wins gold.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll go first.
Go first. Okay.
I don't even know how to load this.
Get it, get it.
Oh!
Uh-oh, a little too hard.
A little too hard.
How are you loading that? Okay.
Let's see if I can do it. Got it! Yes.
I am not gonna get that.
Hold on, hold on. Lonnie, don't hate because you know what?
Okay, come
hold
on, come on.
40 points.
Okay, 40 points, yes.
I'll take it.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Morgan, you're next.
Come on, Morgie.
How the F do I do this?
The other side.
Help her.
Help me.
She can't even get it in the hole.
No.
Get it in
the hole. I got it in the hole.
She about to get that.
Let's see if she can do it.
It's not going in.
Can we get some music?
Okay. Wait, no, it's not going. I need lube, guys.
We're going to have to disqualify. You can't get these going.
Why isn't it going?
Hit it.
I can't. It's not going.
Oh, Lord.
How do I do it?
Pull it, pull it.
I did. Oh my God, you guys. You know I'm slow.
Okay, she's disqualified.
It doesn't go.
Switzerland has been disqualified.
I won.
Let's see if Nigeria can do it.
Okay.
Don't even.
Let's see.
Lonnie, let's see what you got.
No, but then, see? You have to put it in between.
There we go.
All right, so we are going to cancel the daytime Hunger Games because these two obviously don't know how to read instructions.
We're going to keep going while we go to a commercial.
Yeah.
Still ahead, our new interview with Mina Savari, her big secret about American Pie. Stay with us. Welcome back. Let's get right into today's Hollywood Minute. Ed Sheeran almost quit music after becoming a dad, but there was one thing that changed his mind. Listen to what he told SiriusXM's Mikey Piff.
I think it's more important for my daughter to grow up knowing that her parents have work ethic and her parents love working hard and love creating and enjoy their jobs and seeing that rather than like looking at your dad as technically unemployed.
And you better call the hospital because Bob Odenkirk is receiving medical treatment after collapsing on the set of Better Call Saul. A production source says Bob was shooting a scene and was immediately surrounded by crew who helped him. He was then transported to a hospital. We've reached out to his reps for an update. We haven't heard anything back. Now, Charlotte and Miranda's kids will be a part of the Sex and the City revival. These young actors are the latest to be cast for And Just Like That.
The upcoming 10-part series takes place 17 years after the original ended and picks up with the ladies in their 50s. And that's today's Hollywood Minute. You know, we are learning so much about this show before it even airs. I gotta know, does it help the anticipation or kill the excitement?
They need as many people as they can get to watch since Samantha, the Samantha character is gone. So they're just trying to build up anticipation.
I don't know.
Do you really care?
I'm just not as in, I just feel like, why do we keep pushing? It's so iconic. It had so much success. It had two films, season after season after season, 20 years. I just think, why are we still so focused on making this continue? To me, I'm still going to watch it, but without Samantha, it's not... not it for me. And it's like, how are they going to address Samantha? Like, I really hope there's not.
That's the only part that I want to watch.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, speaking of addressing, Mina Savari, she was the it girl in the 90s and 2000s with huge movies like American Pie and American Beauty. But Mina was secretly living a double life, and she is addressing it now with me.
Heather, right?
Yeah. You've been working out, haven't you?
First of all, congratulations on having a baby.
Thank you. I made a human. Yay.
What has that been like for you?
Oh, gosh. It's been everything. I'm still going through it. I mean, he's only 4 months old. I'm still processing it all.
You should do what makes you happy.
When you look back on your career, what was that moment where you were like, yes. Like, you know, we all have that moment where, like, I met Oprah and I was like, no one can tell me. Like,
what was that moment for you?
I had that, but I didn't. It was like I was sort of still out of body. I see myself standing next to Muhammad Ali and Destiny's Child and Method Man, and it was just me. And I'm like, how did I end up in that photo? And I didn't get it then.
Is there one moment or project that you wish that you could go back and redo and relive in your body?
Because Brad Pitt touched me on a red carpet one time. We have the photo, and we also have the B-roll. Show it right now. I blanked out. I wasn't putting the sentence together. He grabbed my arm, and he basically was like, it's okay, you could do it.
Well, that happened with me and Daniel Day-Lewis. I don't even know what I said. I was like, hi, Mina. You're amazing. I don't know. He was just like...
Who's the greatest person you've ever worked with?
I know. See, I'm so bad with those. It all means something to me. I can't rate them like that.
No.
I can't.
Who's the person you learned the
most from? I love them all.
You love them all. Who, and then 25 years later, you write the second book, and it's like, hated that bitch the whole time. Yes. Couldn't stand her. But behind all the fame and the smiles on the red carpets, Mina had some dark secrets. She's opening up about everything from her drug use to her sexual assault in her book, The Great Peace.
What's it feel like that now you get to write, you know, The Great Peace and talk about all these things and help other people cope?
I mean, it's beautiful. It's incredibly liberating. I never expected any of that to happen. If it does, you know, that's wonderful. I made the connection that what I experienced in my life meant something.
Yeah.
Because that's what I suffered from so much as well, right?
Yeah.
You know, just second guessing it. There's always like an excuse I could apply. So I always thought, like, well, I wasn't, like, beaten into submission, so I can't say that I was raped.
Mina was just 12 years old when she was raped by a family friend.
When did you learn the words to how you felt? Because it just seems like at that age, you don't know that.
I think when I was tired of playing that role.
When was that?
Rolling when I started over. Writing a few years ago. Yeah. I didn't care anymore, you know? It was about what I needed to do for myself.
Quirchick. What the hell are you doing here?
Well, I was asking Chris to prom.
When you were filming American Pie, you were living a double life.
Mm-hmm.
No one knew that you were addicted to meth, and you were going
to set. I had been before that. Not when I was working on American Pie.
No, you had been before that.
Yeah, because I had been, I called it meth month, you know? Always loved alliteration. That was so, yes, I'm working on American Pie, and it was.
no one knew that the perfect girl in American Pie was dealing with all of this drama at home. That must have been a high in itself.
Not a high, but I was just, that was like my best outfit.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like I, yes. You know, that's all I wore. That was probably part of my survival.
For sure.
Yeah. So it was for sure. I could wrap it up very neatly in a sweater set with Heather.
Just because I don't get drunk and barf every weekend, people say, oh, look, there's this Goody Two Shoes choir girl press.
What was that like for you looking back on it?
And the way that it was presented to me was that it's the worst thing in the world, but it will make you feel like you can do anything. That's exactly how it was communicated to me.
And you remember those words vividly.
I remember that moment because I'm sure that that's probably what I would have wanted in my life. And what did I care? So if that was gonna get me to it quicker, then why not?
Your dad's actually kind of cute.
Take me back to American Beauty. You said that you identified with Angela so much. What was it about that young woman that...
Well, it wasn't necessarily in a healthy way.
Yeah.
I just say that because I knew her. I knew how to play that card. I knew how to seduce someone. And so if that's what, you know, so in reading American Beauty, I just felt like I understood Angela more than Jane, per se, because I'd been playing that life.
Yeah.
But Mina says she's thankful for all the challenges in her life because it got her to where she is now.
Do you look back on the time that you met your husband, whose last name is Hope, and I love that about him? Because I feel like God did you.
Someone said to me once, he said, I love when the magic happens. And yeah, that was it, that moment.
Wow, that was a lot. You better get your Barbara Walters on.
I better get my barbs on.
That was, yeah.
And you know, it was a 45-minute conversation. And you guys, if you want to hear the whole thing, you can check out my podcast, Just a Sip, wherever you get podcasts. We have the raw, unfiltered conversation with Mina. She addresses so much more.
Ooh.
Wow.
It is amazing. Yep. Now, I know that was heavy. So up next, we got some tequila from Kendall Jenner.
Woo!
We're making drinks. Don't go anywhere.
I need it.
Better late than never. It was just National Tequila Day, and mixologist Gina Angelis. I was so focused on the phonetic. Gina Angelis is here from H5. Today, she's working with Kendall Jenner's 818 Tequila, and she's got two delicious cocktails perfect for summer. We're so excited to have you. Before we get started, you guys, we have the QR code up so you can make these recipes at home. Okay.
Let's get
what
started.
What are we making first?
Amazing, awesome. So we're going to start with the Berry Mint Kenny. So this is one of Kendall's favorite drinks.
Berry Mint Kenny. Okay.
Definitely involved in the making of this. So much fun working with her. So let's start off first with the strawberries. So we're going to grab about like 5 to 6 slices out of here. We could put those in. And then we're going to take 1/2 ounce of lime juice that's already portioned out.
Okay. I could just eyeball it, right? Which means
How
totally get it wrong.
How involved was Kendall in making these drinks?
So Kendall's actually extremely involved in the curation of all of the cocktails that we've been doing, which has been really fun. So all of the ingredients that we have here. Yep. So we're just going to muddle this all the way. Perfect. So all the ingredients that you see listed here are actually all of her favorite ingredients.
So these are things she actually drinks.
Correct. Strawberry, cucumber, mint.
Oh, I love it.
Got
Very
it.
Fresh flavors. I have a question.
Yep.
I think people get confused. What is the difference between Blanco, Reposado, and Añejo? Like, I feel like people don't know.
The difference?
The differences between
them. Of course. So main thing, so we're going to take the agave here. So we have 1/2 ounce. We're going to throw that in there. So the main differences that you're going to get, besides color, obviously, right? So we have, like, beautiful, brilliant platinum with Blancos and then getting more into caramel undertones. And with Añejos, beautiful amber color. More tequila, the better. Perfect. We could throw that in there. Another thing you're going to see, too, is the body definitely changes with the aging process.
Let's shake it up.
Yeah.
Correct? Yep, adding in the ice.
Oh, the ice. I always forget the ice.
The ice will get cold.
Exactly.
Guys, I'm so bad at making these drinks.
Hope to lose down some of that extra tequila.
Lonnie's like, can you stop talking so we can drink?
I know.
Yeah,
this is the best part of doing
the show. I can't blame you.
I know. And we get good stuff early in the morning.
Put a little ice in our
yep,
cup.
Yep, so we got ice in here. Perfect. So, yep, we're going to shake this up. Add in the ice. Perfect.
Ooh, a beautiful color because of the strawberry muddling.
The crew's like, wow. Okay.
Ooh. And then what do we do with the garnish?
Perfect. I've messed up already.
It's okay.
You're
amazing. You really can't. I mean, everything you're making with this is going to come out delicious.
You're
regardless.
Doing amazing, sweetie. Okay. What is?
Great.
We don't want to run out. So tell us, what is the next drink we're making.
Good.
All right. Okay. So next drink we have is going to be the 818 Cucumber Spritz.
Okay.
So we're going to take our next tin over here so it's clean.
Okay.
All right, clean so tin. Put the spritz.
Throw in about 6 cucumber slices here.
If you love us, we can barely
love the cucumber.
Okay.
There's a lot going on here. It's okay.
It's okay.
About 6 pieces of mint here. We'll just throw that in there.
Okay.
I love cucumber.
Right? I'm like sweating all my makeup off already. Okay.
Lime juice, simple lime syrup. Juice. We'll throw that in, and then we're just going to muddle that up again.
What is the lime juice? This?
And muddling is so important, right, Gina?
Right on that right side. Perfect.
Because that's how you get the juices out of the actual cucumber. So that's why it's so important.
Exactly.
Lonnie, is there stuff you don't know?
And then we pour in some liquor. I poured a little extra liquor. Yeah. Come on, Gina.
Before we started, Lonnie's like, can you open the whole bottle for me? I'm not going to just do the shots.
Get it going.
This muddling is good arm work.
It is. And then we shake it up.
It's the best way to, you know, justify the drinking really early. It's also a workout. All right, so add in the ice.
Okay, shake it up.
Shake it up, correct. And then we're just going to pour that into the glass, and we'll top it off with the soda water that's in this glass right
now.
I'm
gonna let you make yours. Okay.
It's perfect.
Delicious. I wanna try yours. Is it delicious?
Mine's got
mine is not muddled enough, you guys.
Here we go.
Oh my God.
So you get like a little bit of, you know, green coloring from the main.
Wow,
cucumber.
Lonnie. Invite us over.
She did an amazing job.
You killed it.
Oh, this is delicious, is Gina.
Oh my God. Gina, thank you so much. You have to come back next time. You can bring Kendall. We should do this all together. You guys, after the break, the Paris Hilton pregnancy rumors, what she just told us. And we're checking in with new mom Liliana Vasquez, who's bringing along with her baby boy. Stay with us.
So I don't know if you remember, but yesterday there were all kind of rumors flying around that Paris Hilton was pregnant. Mm-hmm. Well, our friend Hunter just happened to be talking to her about her new Netflix show, and this is what she told him.
How are you doing with everything that's going on?
I'm doing great. That's why I wanted to do the podcast today, because getting thousands of texts this morning, everyone's congratulating me. So just wanted to tell everyone what was happening.
Yes, I am pregnant with triplets. I'm just kidding. I am not pregnant, not yet. I am waiting till after the wedding. I guess I shouldn't have worn my new Paris Hilton push-up bra for my new lingerie line. One day, I can't wait to have a little girl. I want to name her London. And for my boy, I want to name him like after a city or a country or a state as well.
By the way, I think when Paris Hilton does become pregnant, the world will stop.
I honestly, like, it's, I guess I had kind of thought that she was going to be Auntie Paris forever. So it's so nice to hear that she actually has plans and wants to do that. It's so sweet. But I think, like, I think she's, yeah, if I would have saw, I mean.
I think it was the dress. I think it was the boobs.
It is the push-up. Yeah, it's totally, because you're not used to seeing Paris with those boobs. But she looks amazing. I also think that when she is pregnant, she'll announce it quickly. She's not going to keep us in the dark.
No. She won't be able to.
Yeah.
You guys, we will have a lot more with Paris next week. Her cooking show, Cooking with Paris, drops August 4th on Netflix. You guys, we're going to talk to Liliana in the next block. We cannot wait to catch up on that baby. So stick around. We'll have more Daily Pop. As you guys know, this is my 24th maternity leave, and I'm so happy that I get to experience another one. With brand new mom, Liliana Vasquez is here. She is the latest on the e-baby train.
Woo!
Congratulations.
Wow. Congratulations. You look amazing.
Thank you. I was telling you guys, this took so much work. Like, you have no idea. I thought I could get ready fast. There's no such thing as fast when it comes to getting ready and you have a newborn. So this took a long, long time. So thank you for acknowledging.
No, you definitely look amazing. Okay, so first of all, you didn't know the baby's gender. I just want to point out on television, I knew the baby's gender. I said to you, correct? I said, it is a boy 2,000%. Were you shocked?
Honestly, Sarah, you 100% nailed it. You literally looked at me for 2 seconds. I had not seen you in months, and you were like, that's a boy.
Yep.
You're like, that's a boy. You're carrying like a boy. You look like you're having a boy, and you nailed it. Everyone else is like, I don't know, kind of all over the place. I always felt like it was a boy. Like, I felt like it was going to be a boy, but then I started second guessing it like 2 days before because people were like, no, it's a girl, and then I kind of wanted a girl, and then I didn't really care, and now he's so perfect, and he's here. So, yes. Santiago is here, and he's a boy.
I have to know, what was Patrick like under pressure?
Yes, how was labor? Tell us all that.
Oh God. Okay, so I had a C-section.
So cute.
Okay.
And I thought that it was gonna be like a breeze and I would be like calm and cool and collected. Y'all, I was shaking so bad from nerves, anesthesia, just like the fear of it all. And Patrick, who was pretty calm generally, just like locked eyes and was like, look at me, look at me, look at me. Because I was looking all over the room, like terrified. And then he made a playlist and the music just really helped kind of center me in the moment. And in 30 minutes, I had a son and he was on my chest. And then after that, I was like, sew me up, get me out of here and let me play with my baby.
Yeah, oh my God, woo!
You see, I would be the opposite. I'd be like, please don't kick me out. I need like 2 more weeks here at the Four Seasons Cedar Sinai.
Yeah, no, but you know what? The thing is, it's not, you want to get out of there because they come in so much. I mean, I'm sure like, you know, every 30 minutes or someone, you're like, whoa, give me a second. Yeah, okay.
You just want to get home. You just are like, please don't poke or prod me one more time.
No, 100%, 100%.
I wonder, and this is a personal question, you could say, I don't want to answer that.
Oh, well, Justin.
I know.
Seven days ago. What are you
going to
ask?
But it's daytime TV. You know, you lived in New York for the longest time, and now you're a West Coast girl, you know, intermittently. Could you imagine, like, having a baby and a stroller and all of these things in New York? Like, don't you feel like it's kind of easier in California?
Honestly, I feel like I've gotten so soft in, like, 4 months. Like, these New York moms are, like, badass bitches. I'm telling you, like, I don't know how they do it. I am in awe and in full respect because I will say that being in LA has made this entire thing so much easier. It's hard enough as it is, but I look at all my friends that have had babies in New York and I'm like, I don't know how y'all do this. You're incredible.
Oh, you know, and obviously we know you struggled a lot to become a mom. You've been very open about that. How did you feel when you saw him for the first time?
Honestly, all of that just like went away.
Yeah.
People told me that. People said, you've cried so much, you've hurt so deeply. I promise you that the second that baby is in your arms, like all of that disappears.
Yep.
And I tell people to hear that because I know so many people are going through this now and it really does all just go away. It doesn't mean you didn't feel it. It just means that it doesn't matter anymore. And like the story is no longer about loss. The story is about like hope and love and the future of this tiny, beautiful child.
Oh my God.
Newborn.
I'm gonna cry. I don't like all the crying.
Well, before you ruin your mascara, we talked to Santiago's agent and she said that it was okay if he made an appearance on the show. So can we meet the baby?
Oh my God, the butt.
Look at his little mouth.
This is baby Santi right here. He's asleep, but can you say hi, sweetheart?
Oh my God, enjoy this time because the second he starts to wake up more and starts crying and screaming, this will be, you'll miss this.
Wait, there's more crying?
There's more crying. More crying comes. I know, I didn't think so either.
Oh my God.
He is gorgeous. I'm so happy for you.
And we love you, and we can't wait for you to bring him to the office after this pandemonium ends.
I definitely will. Thank you guys so much for welcoming him, and I can't wait for y'all to meet him. Justin, I hope you teach him to be just as shady as you.
Oh, all day. He will. Well, thank you so much, Liliana. We really appreciate it.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Have a good one. Does it make you want to have a second one?
Oh, my God. I mean, I have to have a second one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, to be nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Lonnie, gave you baby fever?
No. That's so lovely. Oh, it's so nice.
So sweet.
Shout out to Nina Parker for this outfit.
Yes. You guys, I'm waiting for my Nina Parker outfit, but check your DVR right now because you don't want to miss what we have coming up on Daily Pop. Tomorrow, we're celebrating the 10th anniversary of Crazy Stupid Love. Watch Nightly Pop tonight. Catch us all here day tomorrow. We're going to run Lonnie for that money after the show because she got a lot of it. Get it.